Welcome to our deep dive into Echoes of the Night. This book you shared with us, it's just so much more than just a travelogue. It's part adventure, part mystery, and we're going to uncover those layers together as we island hop across the Caribbean.
What really stands out to me is how the story blends the familiar with the unexpected. You have a couple escaping a Michigan winter for some island time. Sounds pretty standard, right?
Yeah.
But the way the author weaves in the mystery, the sense of the past lingering, that's where it gets really captivating.
Right from the start, you can tell this isn't your average vacation. They're flying a Cessna 336 Skymaster.
Yeah.
Not exactly your typical island hopping plane.
No, not at all. Their choice of aircraft speaks volumes about Oliver and Luna. The Skymaster, especially this model, is known for its safety and long-range capabilities. It's perfect for venturing off the beaten path to those less traveled islands, which is exactly what they're after.
And they're clearly prepared for the unplanned. Remember how we were talking about the details about their gear and supplies? It shows they're not just looking for a typical resort experience. They're seeking something deeper.
Absolutely. And the story captures those emotional beats beautifully. The initial excitement of escaping winter, those mouth-watering descriptions of their food stops, but then the challenges start to emerge. The turbulence over Cat Island, the engine trouble that forces them to land in St. Croix.
Mm-hmm. Those details really resonated with me, too. We've all had those travel hiccups, but theirs seem to lead them closer to their destiny, almost like the island itself is drawing them in. And then there's Maria, their host of the Calypso Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
From the moment they meet her, she radiates this knowing presence, like she was expecting them.
Maria is fascinating. She becomes more than just a host. She's a guide, a storyteller, and ultimately a key to unlocking the island's secrets.
It's a story about the journeys we take, mm-hmm. the physical ones and the spiritual ones, and the things that stay with us after the journey is over. What journeys are you taking? What places are calling to you? Listen closely. You might surprise yourself with what you find.